Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
I didn't really know Raphael. I saw him, I heard him, but I didn't really know him. I don't think anyone did. That was the thing about Raphael. He was always one step ahead. If I knew where he was... If I knew where he was, I don't know what I'd do.
Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Good morning, Minister.
My office is this way. Would you like some water or... Oh, nice shoes.
Thank you.
The dress code here doesn't really allow for a personal style, so I admire your boldness.
No, I just like red.
In here. Take a seat.
I've never been anywhere this nice before.
I went to Sector 7 on my last tour.
That's where I grew up.
I know. I feel for you. So tell me, how has the courthouse scheme been so far?
Great. I've met loads of new people, and I'm learning a lot about the Archon. I'm really enjoying my time here.
I'm glad to hear it. I remember in your application you wrote about your dedication to the city. Would you care to expand on that?
I've always been interested in politics and how the Archon impacts our everyday lives. I think I've always been passionate about creating a fairer city in any way I can.
Admirable. When I first joined the Archon, I had a similar view. As Alusia has progressed, we've created various roles to try and give every aspect of our city a more personal governing style. Detail is important. And if I dare say, that's where the concept of sanctioned communications came from, as a way of understanding our citizens, simply by listening. We are an Archon that listens. Now, of course, we see the impact this had on the city. Your right to privacy was violated, and the Archon takes full responsibility for that. And this brings me right back to the courthouse scheme. See, this is what we're doing here, Joni, creating a pathway in which you, a representative of the city, has the opportunity to mold the Archon into something that Alusia can be proud of. Now, I understand that you were part of the force against sanctioned communications.
I think it says a lot about my commitment to the city.
I am very interested in the protests, especially those who were involved.
It wasn't just me. The city as a whole came together, and I think it's something I want for Alusia, a community.
I've met with several protesters. You're not alone in your desire for community.
Everyone involved took a huge risk. It was a shared fear that this could all go horribly wrong, but I think it's what made us stronger.
Did you feel supported?
Sorry?
You took on a huge role. It's often the people at the forefront of a movement that are burdened by the need to support others without getting the same support in return.
I guess I... Well, we all supported each other, I think.
When launching this courthouse scheme, we wanted to gather the most brilliant and courageous young minds in Alusia.
That's not hard to find in a city like this.
If it's not hard, then why did it take you so long to form an alliance and rise up? Anyway, we should move on. One of the things we're interested in tackling with the members of the courthouse scheme is the operative's presence in the city. Raves are currently taking over the outer sectors. We had to heighten operative's presence at night just to keep the raves under control. How would you suggest keeping public order?
I would give young people a place where they can be themselves. It's only recently we've been given a voice in the public with things like radio. But apart from that, there's nowhere where young people can just be together. If the Archon wants to control the outbreaks, they have to come up with alternatives, safe alternatives.
I enjoy your perspective, Joni. It's refreshing. Creative.
Politics can be creative. I think it needs to be.
How do you feel about the organizers of these raves? I think getting them involved would be the best way to know that we're going in the right direction and get the support of the younger generation, correct?
I can see how that would make sense.
We've been working towards tracking down the organization.
Okay.
So far, we know that they refer to themselves as the Collective. Does that ring a bell?
I don't go to raves.
But you are a young person, are you not?
I am.
A young person who was once involved in overthrowing an Archon legislation, so I don't think it's far-fetched to assume that you would run in the same circles.
We're quite different.
Do you mind if I show you something?
Okay.
This is a picture of who we believe to be the leader of the Collective. Do you recognize this face?
I don't think so.
Well, take your time. Like I said, we would love to meet her and collaborate on making this safe space.
Sorry, I've never seen this person before.
I'm sure you know it's part of Alusian law that everyone has recognition cards as a way of keeping track of who's in the city. For various reasons I won't bore you with. But what's interesting about the girl I've placed in front of you is that we cannot find her. At all. She's a ghost.
It must be quite an old system.
Built in the very first years of Alusia's existence, but nevertheless, I was able to find you and all of the other scheme members. What I'm saying, Joni, is that it is imperative that we find her, for the young people of Lucia especially. We wouldn't want her to end up in some kind of altercation. It would be a great shame if she wasn't given the voice that she deserves.
I understand what you're saying, but again, I really can't help you on this one.
Fine. There is one other person I'd like to talk about before we move on.
I don't think I feel comfortable.
Oh, these are standard questions, Joni, and have been asked in every interview. But on the flip side, I understand this can be intense. We can reschedule the meeting for another time if you'd like.
No.
Excellent. I think we can both agree that the protest wouldn't have been the same and possibly wouldn't have even happened without Raphael.
Raphael?
You know him, don't you?
There's no point asking me where he is. I'd be with him if I could.
And why can't you?
He left. He left and he didn't tell me where he was going.
He betrayed you.
That's dramatic.
Is it?
I was disappointed, yes.
Well, it must have hurt. Your best friend leaving you to fend for yourself?
I'm not a child.
We all need someone, Joni.
I'm lucky to be able to rely on myself.
That's a lonely truth.
But it is the truth.
That's all well and good, Joni, but what mark can you make on this world when you're alone? You and Raphael had the chance to do that, but he left. And what if you're next? What if you're the next pioneer to go missing? Who will try and find you? Who will miss you, Joni? It's against operative guidance to leave, Lucia, and assuming that's where Raphael is, you'd want to be there with him?
Well, I mean, we have similar beliefs. We both want to fight for Lucia's freedom, and particularly young people in this city, so it only makes sense that... Sorry, what you said just really,
Joni, I'm not testing you. In an ideal world, we would all work together and build an Lucia where we are all represented.
I didn't really know Raphael. I saw him, I heard him, but I didn't really know him. I don't think anyone did. That was the thing about Raphael. He was always one step ahead. If I knew where he is, I'd... Well, I don't know what I'd do.
Your time will come. The important thing is that he's found, and that the girl in this photo is found.
What can I do?
You're already heading in the right direction by signing up for this scheme. But you will need to work hard, always be listening, and be prepared to make sacrifices. Does that sound like something you can do?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And any information about what we've discussed in this meeting comes directly to me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Do you know your way out?
Yes, I'm sure I'll be fine. Thank you, Minister.
Joni, out of curiosity, how would you define the term transitional affairs?
I guess it's to do with the growth of Lucia, the changes that can be made to make the city better. Is that right?
Not even close. Goodbye now.
Hey, how did it go?
Good, I think.
Yeah?
I mean, for starters, Sector 1 is like another planet. Everything's so fancy and new.
I know, I feel dirty just looking at it.
And the courthouse is even nicer. Marble floors, monogrammed leather seats.
You're loving this, aren't you?
It feels like the next step. You really didn't consider applying.
Only political junkies would have been convinced by the advert.
You mean people that care about our future?
I care. I just care differently.
You'd like it. Everyone involved was part of the protests. Yeah, it's kind of weird when you think about it, that they've recruited all these people who fought against them. Like, we might as well be criminals to them, and yet here we are, eating in the same staff room.
You think something else is going on?
I think there's always something else going on.
Creepy.
Just a little. The minister spoke a lot about the raves.
Oh yeah?
And I mean a lot, Suze, I was shitting myself.
But you've never gone.
There was this one time.
What?
This was way before the collective, but Lucia's always had something going on. The first time I came across one, it was in a building site. Don't even know what you'd call it. Like, it was more like a bunch of kids with a speaker than an actual rave.
I can't imagine you at a rave.
Suze, I can be fun, okay?
Yeah, whatever you say.
But how was it, anyway?
Leah disappeared in the first 5 minutes.
Seriously?
I was going to stop by her house to see if she was okay.
And she wasn't in?
Nope.
You guys okay?
Yeah, I just miss her.
I get that.
I mean, I miss... Anyway, so this rave you went to...
Tell me.
What?
You were going to say something.
It's so bad.
I can take it.
You know when something significant happens? Or not even significant, just something happens and the person you want to tell pops into your head? For me, that's always been Leah. But recently, I've realized that that's not this Leah, it's... Regardless of how I feel, what happened to her last year was fucked up. What happened to all of us was, but especially her. And I know I can't expect her to be the exact same person, but that doesn't mean I don't miss her, the old her.
I think that's part of growing up, Suze.
Yeah, but does she even like this new her? Does she even realize how much she's changed? Like, if that's part of growing up, then why haven't I changed? Being at that rave, lost, by myself, it freaked me out. And the only place I knew I'd feel safe was with Leah. And when I went to her house, I didn't even check if she was in because I knew the new Leah wouldn't give me the same feeling of safety. I knew it wouldn't be the same journey, and I need that. Things are still so weird in Alusia, and I need the old Leah to tell me it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's not the same.
Have you tried getting to know this new Leah?
You know, I didn't really want to be at that rave. I only went because while she was convincing me, it was like our old friendship was coming back to life. For a moment, everything was as it was before. Her dragging me along, me complaining about every little thing, both of us knowing that I'm going to do whatever she says anyway. And then within 5 minutes of us getting there, she disappears. She just goes, without me. And I haven't heard from her since.
I know how that feels.
Anyway, I completely changed the topic. Your interview.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the minister like?
Well, he was nice, I think. Not what I expected. But you know, Suze, like, this might sound crazy, but as I was leaving, he said something...
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you a message direct from your Archon. Transparency is freedom. Last year, sanctioned communications allowed electronic devices to record citizens and transfer the recordings to a central system known as the Archive. These recordings will now be released for public listening. Archive booths are situated around the city and will be accessible using your recognition card. Once inside, the Archive will be at your full disposal. Unlimited, secure, and safe. Transparency is freedom. We interrupt your broadcast to bring you a message direct from your Archon. Transparency is freedom. Last year, sanctioned communications allowed electronic devices to record citizens and transfer the recordings to a central system known as the Archon.
You've been listening to Radio Alusia, a Boundless podcast production. The Archon was written by Nina Cassells. The episode was directed by Rob Drummer. Original music and sound design by Father. The series associate director is Robert Awasusi. In this episode, you were listening to Megan Jarvie as Joni, Richard McIver as Albert, Chantal Amon as Suze, and Pip Williams as the voice of Alusia. The episode was mixed and mastered by Father and commissioned and produced by Boundless Theatre. Producer Ina Van Riet, sound supervisor Kieran Wolfson, sound assistant Doug Templeton. If you're a fan of the show, check out at Radio Alusia on social. Follow Boundless Theatre at Boundless Abound and learn more about the company by visiting boundlesstheatre.org.uk. You can support the show on Patreon by following the link in the show notes. Radio Alusia is part of Welcome to Alusia, an extended universe project co-funded by the Creative Europe programme of the European Union.